Lord Jesus Christ, the one God of heaven and earth. Amen. He who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Now, as we heard in our lesson from the Apocalypse, explained today that by cross is meant the temptations that are inevitably associated with the presence of the proprium when man from being natural is becoming spiritual. As we also taught, for example, in the work on the doctrine of life, that to bear the cross means to fight against lusts, and also to follow the Lord means to acknowledge him as our God. Which also reminds us of the common teaching in the doctrines that we should not just shun evils, that the life of religion is not just shunning evils, but it is to shun evils as sins against God. It is to, we may say, to have the courage and the fortitude to take up the challenge of the word, the challenge of the truth, to be ready to look reality in the eye, to have the integrity and courage to face the proprium as to its true nature, its existence, and to do that with no attempt to either excuse or pretend. It is to have the willingness to endure the hardships, the struggles, and anxieties that inevitably come when we try to follow the Lord in the presence and resistance of the proprium. It is to have the willingness to practice self-denial and self-sacrifice. And of course, an example of that is also the story of the calling of the first disciples who immediately followed the Lord. They left everything else behind. They left their work and all the things associated with the work. They left their families behind and followed the Lord alone. In other words, we can say that this life of religion includes things and attitudes that are not very popular today. It actually flies in the face of what we may call contemporary views, which contain such things as the idea of self-realization, self-assertion, or self-esteem. These are the things that are seen as the goals or the virtues that we should strive for. It is a time when we may say that shortcuts to happiness are seen as real wisdom, and when instant gratification is seen as something that is our right. So this life of self-denial, of self-sacrifice, is one that seems unreasonable, unattractive, and unhealthy in the eyes of the natural man. It is the natural man or the natural desire to feel good and to feel good about ourselves, to prefer that which seems hopeful and encouraging rather than that which is ominous and depressing, to prefer to have peace and control rather than suffer the stress and the pain of struggle. And this is a natural desire because it is the desire of the natural man, about whom we also taught in the Arcana Celestia, that the external or natural man reigns from life's earliest age and knows not that there is an internal or spiritual man. When therefore the man is being reformed, the natural at first rebels, for it is taught that the natural man is to be subjugated, that all its concupiscences are to be rooted out, and hence, when the natural man is left to itself, it thinks that in this way it would utterly perish. So the natural man has by himself no inclination to take up or bear the cross. Fact is, he will resist this with all means available because he sees this as a matter of survival. The natural man, steeped in all the appearances of the world, will inevitably reject and ridicule the idea that the cross and the bearing of the cross can be the real road to happiness. And of course, this natural man is with us even when we make the effort to follow the Lord. And inevitably, as we endeavor to follow the Lord, we will hit bumps in the road. We will suffer setbacks. And when that happens, then it is that the natural man will endeavor to raise his voice and to suade and persuade, saying, why don't you drop this cross and then walk away into a new state of freedom? Or the natural man will sit down and bemoan his fate, and sulk, become discouraged, and suffer self-pity. He will complain bitterly over the unfairness of it all, and he will try to blame and accuse. And it is to prepare us for this that the Lord tells us here that the road to heaven, the road to salvation, is not an easy and quick one. It is not a comfortable stroll. It is not a proud progress down a wide and easy avenue where we pick the cross up casually and then we trot briskly to the finish line. The Lord reminds us and warns us that there's only one way to true and lasting happiness, and it is a demanding one. It is one that will cost us. It is one that will make us hurt at times. It is a long and torturous and dusty road where we are going to be weighed down by the burden of the cross as a chafing burden, where we are going to stumble along and sometimes even feel that we are crushed by the weight. And that is when we need to know that when that happens, then it is not a sign of failure. It is a normal and inevitable part of the life of religion, of the struggle between the spiritual and the natural, as we also taught in the Arcana Celestia about this state of combat, the combat which, with those being regenerated, must necessarily endure in order to attain the happiness of eternal life. And so it is, instead of walking away from the cross or sit down and bemoan our fate, what we need to do is indeed to lift up our eyes to heaven in trust and supplication and get back up and take up the burden and put one foot in front of the other, until finally we reach the goal. In other words, we are going to have to learn to endure and persist, to be willing to sacrifice. Indeed, we have to learn to forsake and to learn to forsake, we may say, is the whole essence of the life of religion. It is, as the Lord also teaches, that whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. We must see the real key to happiness is not an abundance of means. It is not that we have lots of things. It's not our power or our fame or knowledge, but that the real key to happiness is the ability to say no to ourselves, to take leave of the things such as those without any bitterness or complaint or despair. And as long as we don't do that, then we have not even taken the first step towards real and eternal happiness. As we also taught in the work on divine providence, that man is led by the enjoyment of the loves of self and the world, and these enjoyments cause him not to know that he is in evil, for no enjoyment of a love is felt otherwise than as what is good. So this is the gateway to real freedom and peace. That is the fruit, or should be the fruit, of all our labors and the prize of victory. It is the use and goal of the long and inevitable struggle, as the Lord also teaches. Do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Amen. Now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.